talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Usually we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I want to say, I hope you download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, from our website. Carry Devil Radio with you. Listen to your favorite shows anywhere 24/7. Lot to get into after a busy three-day weekend. I'm going to start with Crooked William Barr and Slippery Jeff Sessions. Both of them announced over the weekend that they, quote, don't recall, end quote, getting briefed on subpoenas of top Democrats on the Intelligence Committee during the Trump administration. Secret subpoenas went out to Apple for Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. The idea was to try to get dirt on them, all of their social media and telephone accounts, including their families, including in one case, a minor child. There's an investigation been launched by the Department of Justice watchdog on this business of targeting the opposing party, who's in the middle of an impeachment proceeding against the incumbent Republican president. And so naturally, reporters asked William Barr, who is the attorney general for part of the time, and Jeff Sessions, who is the attorney general for part of the time, What did you know about this? Did you authorize this? And both of them said, I don't recall being notified about it. Now, let me tell you something. There's a weasel word in the law that can sometimes frequently get you out of a perjury conviction. And simply, slippery witnesses will say, I don't recall being notified. Now, they may say, well, I don't recall being notified. And they're presented, for instance, with a memo or a taped conversation in which they're talking about it. And they'll say, I don't recall that. I don't recall that. Well, wait a minute. You were at a meeting yesterday. Well, I don't recall that. There's a difference in the law, in perjury law, between factually saying that something didn't happen and saying that you don't recall it happening, even though that's a lie too, because the internal workings of your mind are much more difficult to penetrate in a criminal trial. So, I mean, theoretically, somebody could have early Alzheimer's and not recall anything from yesterday. Of course, these were the attorneys general. They were attorney general, each one of them. They absolutely were in on it. There would not be a secret subpoena issued. There would not be a secret subpoena issued for the chairman of the committee and another committee member of the other party who were investigating and in the process of impeaching the president. No one believes that a low-level Justice Department employee or even a higher-level Justice Department employee, even a deputy, and they all deny it too, by the way, is going to do anything like that without the permission of the attorney general. In fact, they're not even going to do anything like that unless they're told to do it by the attorney general. And there's very little doubt in my mind that Donald Trump told Sessions and then Barr to do it. There's very little doubt in my mind, because I don't see that either one of them would have cooked that up. It's very, very risky. If Trump had been reelected somehow, it would be the subject of another impeachment and conviction trial. They're not going to do that on their own. Donald Trump told Jeff Sessions and William Barr what to do, and Jeff Sessions had already incurred the wrath of Trump, if you remember, by recusing himself from the Russia investigation and turning it over to deputies, and Trump attacked him for that and ultimately fired him for it. He wanted his man, Jeff Sessions, to keep a skeleton claw on that investigation and tear it down. So Sessions, in a desperate attempt to try to keep his job, thought, okay, I'll throw a bone at him. Trump wants to subpoena records on Schiff and Swalwell. Okay, let's do it. May not even amount to anything. If it does, we'll have to deal with it later. And now Sessions says he doesn't recall that. Then Barr comes in, and Barr went right to the edge of criminal behavior himself. In my opinion, Barr should be dragged in front of a grand jury. When he lied about the Mueller report, Mueller, remember? He lied and said it exonerated Trump, and it didn't. Remember that? And Barr also went right down the line until it became obvious to Barr after Trump lost the election that he was going to try to overturn the election through a coup by denying certification of the vote. And at that point, Barr, Crooked William Barr, isn't stupid. He's crooked, but he's not stupid. And he realized, if I'm the attorney general that goes down in history to overturn an election through a coup, I'm going to end up in front of a grand jury. And he stepped down. He stepped down before the January 6th insurrection, before January 20, when Biden came in. In addition to that, it came out over the weekend that Don McGahn, the White House counsel to Trump, his own lawyer, was also the target of a secret subpoena for his social media and phone data. And not only that, the Department of Justice renewed that until May of this year. May of this year is last month. May of this year is last month. May of this year is weeks ago. What happens is, when a federal court issues an order for that kind of subpoena, the law is it has to be kept secret. Apple cannot tell the subject of the subpoena that they're the subject of that subpoena. That is a felony if they do that. It's a felony. So they can't do it. And the government can't do it. No one can do it. Court reporters can't do it. Nobody can do it. But the safeguard, such as it is the subpoena is issued for a defined period of time. So it could be, well, in some cases, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. In this case, let's assume it was about 90 days, and it has to be renewed. Government has to come back in and make a showing that it's necessary for the public good, public safety to do it. They went in with their line subpoenas while Trump was president. Trump was president until noon of January 20. So sometime just before January 20, when Trump was president, they went to a federal court and asked for yet another bunch of days, and then they were given it. And I want to know who that federal judge is, that idiot who said that they could subpoena the data of the White House counsel looking for leaks. They found nothing, of course. But that means through the first several months of Joe Biden's presidency and Merrick Garland being the attorney general, there was a secret DOJ subpoena against Don McGahn, even White House counsel to Trump, that found nothing. They did it to intimidate McGahn. They did it to intimidate him. And when asked, Barr, Crooked William Barr, said, I knew nothing about that. Oh, really? I knew nothing about that. He didn't step down as attorney general till something like late December, and it had already been renewed several times. Do you honestly believe that William Barr knew nothing about a secret subpoena issued for the social media and phone records of the White House counsel to Trump at Trump's direction? You think what, a first-year employee of the DOJ did that? You think even a senior deputy did that? You know that's not true. And what Barr said, that I don't recall knowing anything, as he put it, if he is hauled in front of a grand jury, he will say, well, I have a bad recollection. You know, that does frequently get you out of a criminal conviction for perjury. It frequently does. But nobody on the jury believes that you didn't recall it. the issue between your saying, I don't recall being told about it, and I wasn't told about it, is one is factual, and the other one is kind of factual. I didn't know it, but psychiatrists will differ about whether you really did, and nobody gets into that on criminal prosecutions. So you have a couple of crooked attorney generals, William Barr, Jeff Sessions, a crooked president, Donald Trump, and what they ended up doing was subpoenaing the records, looking to destroy Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and Don McGahn. Unsuccessful. All three are innocent. They didn't find anything. They didn't find anything, not a single thing. But they even went so far with Swalwell and Adam Schiff in looking at their families, including one minor child, all in secret, couldn't be disclosed to them, all ordered by Donald Trump. And two attorney generals in a row said they don't recall being informed about it. Really, they don't recall being informed about it. And they won't say, no one will say who authorized it. No one will say who went and argued it. You don't just write a letter to a judge and say, give me that subpoena. Somebody argued it. Somebody argued it. And we got to find out who that is. Going to a break. A lot more back after the break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.